Paw Patrol remains one of the most popular kids show in our day and age. This show features several dogs that rescue others and help out around town. Each dog has a specific job and looks different from the others. However, the show never blatantly tells the viewers what dogs they are. Some are pretty obvious, but others are less common. Luckily, the creators of the show have stated the breeds of the main dogs during several interviews. Let's explore the dog breeds in Paw Patrol. 1. Chase. Chase remains one of the most popular dogs on the show. As the police dog, it is no surprise that Chase is a German Shepherd. Given this dog breed's popularity, most people quickly catch on to Chase's breed. Despite outranking many dog breeds in popularity, German Shepherds aren't the best dog for many families. They're large, agile dogs that originally guarded sheep and other animals. They don't have herding instincts, as they weren't herding dogs. However, they have very apparent guarding instincts today, although they are commonly kept as companion animals. For this reason, German Shepherds require a lot of socialization. They tend to be aloof around strangers, even with proper socialization. If they aren't raised correctly, these canines may even be aggressive, though temperament tests show they aren't particularly dangerous. Luckily, the German Shepherds have a degree of intelligence and become very devoted to their family. Though a novice owner isn't recommended for this breed, they're pretty easy to train. More and more German Shepherds are being kept solely as show or companion animals. Therefore, many of their guarding instincts have faded. They've also developed genetic predispositions towards certain illnesses, especially those related to their back and hips. Working line and show line German Shepherds are slowly becoming more and more different. Most of the time, working line German Shepherds work best for families, as they are more trainable and healthier. 2. Marshall. Marshall is a Dalmatian. His spots are a sure giveaway, and he works as the group's firefighter. Dalmatians originally worked around carriages. They're known for being great with horses. However, they were also bred with guarding instincts to protect carriages and those inside them. They weren't always utilized for firefighting carriages, but that is what they were best known for. Dalmatians still possess some guarding instincts, so they usually remain aloof toward strangers. Socialization is required to prevent aggression and fear-driven behaviors. If they aren't introduced to new people, situations and puppies, they will be fearful of them later. These canines make dependable watchdogs as well. They're very loyal to their family and can be affectionate. However, they're also prone to some health issues, like blindness. Dogs with more pigment, aka spots, are less prone to sight and hearing problems. 3. English Bulldog. Rubble is an English bulldog, which is pretty apparent given his underbite. This breed is surprisingly popular, given their health issues. Their distinctive appearance often causes brachycephaly, affecting the dog's breathing, hip dysplasia, skin problems, and heat sensitivity. They're even sensitive to food allergies. Dogs from show lines are often even worse off, with some requiring surgery to correct their snout. This canine also costs far more than others. They cannot breed normally. Most puppies must be born via surgery. This extra cost adds to the puppy's total cost, making them very expensive. These dogs are illegal in several countries due to quality of life concerns. Bulldogs have a wonderful, companionable temperament. They're very courageous and friendly. They aren't particularly trainable, though, as their executive function skills are lower than other dogs. It isn't that they can't learn commands. They have a hard time following them. 4. Zuma. While it may not be obvious, Zuma is a chocolate Labrador retriever. This explains why he likes water, as this breed originally retrieved games like ducks from ponds. Today, this breed is popular in the United States and several other Western countries. They are known for being energetic and friendly. This dog is great with children and bonds closely with its family members, though they love just about everyone. They're extremely trainable, making them suitable choices as service dogs. The Labrador is a healthy breed with few health problems. However, they can miss part of the gene that regulates hunger. Therefore, they cannot be free-fed. Otherwise, they will continuously eat until they become obese, or even throw up, sometimes. Luckily, scheduled feedings allow this disposition to be controlled. Sadly, chocolate-colored labs are more likely to have health issues, although it is unknown why. 5. Skye. Sky is the only female pup on the Paw Patrol team. She's a cockapoo, which is a mix between a cocker spaniel and miniature poodle. Mixed breeds aren't as recognizable as purebred dogs, so recognizing them can be more challenging. Out of all mixed breeds, the cockapoo was one of the first to gain considerable popularity within the USA. The cockapoo's original purpose was to be a companion animal. Cockapoos can inherit any trait from any parent. Therefore, their characteristics can vary a lot. They can be practically any color or combination of colors with curly, wavy, or straight hair. Unlike much of the information on the web, these dogs are not hypoallergenic. Several types of cockapoos are available, too, depending on their generation. Dogs further away from the initial crossbreeding are more quat, standard.quat. Therefore, if you want a cockapoo but don't want to deal with the uncertainty, you can find a breeder breeding cockapoos together directly. 6. Everest. According to the creators of the show, Everest is a Siberian husky. This breed originally pulled sleds in Alaska, along with a similar-looking Alaskan Malamute. This canine belongs to the Spitz family, inheriting distinctive markings and a partially curled tail. Today, this breed is largely kept as pets, though they can be quite a lot of work. They were bred to pull for much of the day, so they're extremely active and require plenty of exercise. They are the perfect companion to an active family that can give them the necessary exercise. Siberian Huskies are quite intelligent. However, that doesn't necessarily mean that they are very trainable. Instead, they tend to be quite stubborn. They're smart enough to understand commands but often don't listen to them in real-world situations. Furthermore, they have difficulty applying commands to varied situations. They also have a high prey drive, so it is best to keep them on a leash at all times. Huskies can be very good escape artists. They're known for opening gates and climbing fences. These dogs are typically good with children. However, they can have excitable periods indoors and may accidentally knock children over. Therefore, supervision and care should be taken. 7. Rocky. Unlike most Paw Patrol dogs, Rocky doesn't have a specific breed. Instead, he is likely some sort of mixed breed terrier. These canines are typically small, confident, and wiry. They were bred to hunt smaller games, such as rats. Farmers often kept them to keep small animals out of their gardens and barn. Later, they were sometimes utilized in factories, on boats, and around large estates. Today, terriers can still be utilized for all of these purposes. They're very good at keeping small animals away from gardens, as they have a strong prey drive and will chase just about anything. However, they're more commonly kept as companion animals. These dogs make good family pets, especially in families with children. They tend to have extreme amounts of energy and require a lot of exercise. A fenced-in yard is highly recommended, as they are known for their escape skills. 8. Tracker. Tracker is a Chihuahua, which is fitting, as this breed is one of the few native South American canines. Genetic testing has revealed that these dogs likely ended up in America around 10,000 years ago, where they developed isolated until the arrival of the Europeans. However, after the Europeans brought over their own canines, the native breed began interbreeding. Today, the original genes are practically all gone. Only 4% of the current Chihuahua genetics are related to the original breed. Chihuahuas are the smallest breed of dog recognized by most kennel clubs. They come in various color combinations and have an quat, apple-shaped quat, head, according to the breed standards. Some Chihuahuas exhibit the older deer-shaped head type, though. Slowly, Chihuahuas have become smaller and smaller. Largely, this is because the breed standard often prioritized smaller dogs. However, smaller Chihuahuas tend to have a higher disposition for health problems. The only color that isn't recognized in many kennel clubs is merle due to its correlation with increased health problems. 9. Rex. Rex is a newer Paw Patrol member that is only around during special episodes. This dog is currently the only disabled member of the team. He also belongs to a breed that isn't as well known, the Bernese Mountain Dog. This dog weighs up to 150 pounds maximum, and males are much larger than females. These canines originate from Bern, Switzerland, hence their name. They are probably related to the Roman Mastiffs, which were taken to the area thousands of years ago. Alpine herders utilize them to guard both the herds and the herder. The breed standard was established in 1912. Unlike other guard dogs, they don't have difficulties with strangers. While they require some socialization, they tend to be friendly toward strangers. They do require a bit of exercise, but they don't have tons of endurance. Therefore, they do spend a lot of their time lying around. Often, this breed does pretty well with children. They can be very affectionate, though they aren't lap dogs by any means. Their larger size allows them to put up with a lot from children. 10. Tuck and Ella. Tuck and Ella only show up in a few episodes, but they quickly became fan favorites. These dogs are golden retrievers, a popular breed in the United States. As the name suggests, this breed has a background as a retriever. This canine originated from Scotland, where it was utilized to retrieve game from water, like ducks. Today, the breed is utilized as a gun dog, companion, and frequent competitor in obedience trials. They're very similar to other retrievers, one of which we have already discussed. They're gentle and affectionate, bonding closely with their humans. Like most retrieving breeds, golden retrievers are often very tolerant of children, making them great family pets. They're practically devoid of guarding instincts, so they are typically friendly with strangers. They have a strong instinct to retrieve, so they love to play fetch and similar games. Compared to other breeds, golden retrievers are slow to mature. Therefore, they stay puppies for longer. Sadly, this longer maturity doesn't necessarily mean they have a longer lifespan. 11. Liberty. Liberty is currently only in the new Paw Patrol movie. She belongs to the Dachshund breed and is probably a long-haired Dachshund, more specifically. These dogs may be extremely small, but they aren't toy dogs. Instead, they belong to the Hound group. They were bred to scent, chase, and burrow after burrowing animals, like badgers. Therefore, they tend to be extremely bold and stubborn dogs. These dogs have very little legs to help them dive into burrows. However, this trait elates their back, as their legs aren't properly supporting their spine. This issue can cause back problems, including paralysis. Their backs are more easily injured. Otherwise, luckily, they're quite healthy dogs. Dachshunds can be extremely playful, but they are also very stubborn. They have a high prey drive, so they chase just about anything. They're intelligent dogs, but they have a mind of their own. Therefore, they only listen to about 50% of the commands. They are prone to separation anxiety and are known to chew on things. They're known for being destructive if they don't have their needs met. Bonus, Al. Al is a brand new pup that popped up in Season 9. He is a Basset Hound, which is quite similar to Dachshunds. This breed has shorter legs and many of the same issues as the Dachshund. Their back is more likely to be injured, which may cause paralysis. They're shorter for a different reason than the Dachshund, though. They are tracking dogs, and their short stature helps them reach the ground. The Basset Hound tends to have an outgoing and playful canine. They're surprisingly athletic and require a lot of activity, though their smaller stature makes this easy to accomplish indoors. They're also widely known for being incredibly stubborn, like most hounds. Up next. Dog. White German Shepherd. Golden Retriever.